Mama, a man wearing earthing shoes followed me home.
Oh, who?
I never saw him before.
Did he say anything?
He tried.
Did you say anything?
Yeah, of course not, Mama. Oh, careful with your solutions, Amaryllis.
C6H12O6, a little sugar, and please keep the beakers clean, as contaminants will ruin your testing plan.
We're learning science, dear.
If you don't mind me saying so, it wouldn't have hurt you to find out what the gentleman wanted.
I know what the charlatan wanted.
What, dear?
The abandonment of logic.
Logic? Excuse me for living, but I never apply it.
Neither does anyone else in this town.
There you go again with the same old comment about the low scientality of Liver City people and taking it all too much to heart.
Now, Mama, as long as the scientific laboratory was entrusted to me for the purpose of improving Liver City's science levels, I can't help my concern that the hipsters in Liver City keep ignoring all my counsel and advice.
But, darling, when a hipster has a cause and their evidence is none, why should they take advice from you?
Even if you can quote Fulta and Sinapathy and all them other highfalutin geeks. Mama, if you don't mind my saying so, you have a bad habit of goalposting every argument.
I haven't moved the goalposts. I was talking about that stranger.
What stranger?
With the diet plan, who may be your very last chance.
Mama, do you think that I'd allow a lying grifter?
Now, really, Mama, I have my standards where science is concerned, and I have no intention. I know all about your standards, and if you don't mind me saying so, there's not a man alive who could hope to measure up
to that blend of Stephen Hawking, Carl Sagan, and Albert Einstein you've concocted for yourself out of your science education, your throwaway stubbornness, and your laboratory full of books.